Thank you. And thanks so much, Danny Embry on guitar, Brian Baggett on guitar.
That's been a bossa nova battle of the guitars there, too.
Is that a thing? What's next to another Danny Embry tune? This is one that's featured on our two record set, Double Live at Green Lady Lounge. This one's called Defunct. Defunct by Danny. thanks so much. Yeah, Danny Ember on guitar and guitar feedback. That's his tune. That one's called Defunct. Featured on our two record set, Double Live, Green Lady Lounge. Brian Baggett on guitar. Kenny Watson Jr. on drums. I'm Ken Levin, the Sandman Organ. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Green Lady Lounge. We appreciate you all being here. Short break and we'll be right back. Yeah, Danny Embry, Brian Baggett, Kenny Watson Jr., I'm Ken Lover. We are Guitar Relation. We got records, we got CDs, and on the set just a few minutes, so please hang out all night long with the Green Lady Lounge. We'll be right back.
That's Guitar Elation with guitarist Brian Baggett and Danny Embry, Kenny Watson Jr. at the drums, and at the Hammond B3, Ken Lovern. There's live jazz here at the Green Lady Lounge 365 days a year. To find out who's playing when, just visit greenladylounge.com. There's more to come with Guitar Elation. Keep it right here.
Support for Live at Green Lady Lounge comes from the FW Houston Medical Center, 24/7 walk-in clinic serving the healthcare needs of the Jefferson County area no matter the time of day. More information at 913-774-4340. From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy skies, a low of 40 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 72. Cloudy Sunday night with a low of 57. And temperatures in the mid-80s on Monday. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Back now at the Green Lady Lounge, located at 1809 Grand Boulevard in Kansas City. I'm Daryl Brogdon, and today we're hearing an hour of original tunes by Guitar Elation. Let's begin the next set with something by Danny Embry. This is Fourth Door on the Left, live at Green Lady Lounge.
Thank you.
Danny's tune. That one's called Fourth Door on the Left. Fourth Door on the Left. This next tune's based on a Cuban beat. This is a composition of mine. This one's called Guayero Huego. Guayero Huego. Thank you. Thanks so much. That's two to mine. That was called Guayeruego.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
That's an original by Ken Lovern entitled Stinky, played here at the Green Lady Lounge by Guitarolation. Featured in the band are guitarists Brian Baggett and Danny Embry, with drummer Kenny Watson Jr., and Ken Lovern at the Hammond B3. Today's show was recorded by Ken Lovern and John Scott, post-production by Chuck Smith. The series is produced by your host, Daryl Brogdon. Live at Green Lady Lounge is a co-production of Kansas Public Radio and the Green Lady Lounge.
Support for Live at Green Lady Lounge comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com. From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH in KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute FM 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us on a Saturday evening. Stay tuned for the Retro Cocktail Hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 40 degrees. For tomorrow, sunny with a high of 72. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Next time on KPR, States of America.
I was six when I saw Samuel Dinsmore. Mom lifted me up in her arms as the tour guide shone a flashlight on his glass-topped casket. Every hair of his long, bristly beard was perfectly preserved, but his sunken face was rotting away, shriveled, covered in white, crackling mold.
That's on KPR Presents, 6 o'clock Sunday evening on Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to the Retro Cocktail Hour.
Hello. Sounds like a prank call to me. That's Frankie Stein and his ghouls. The Ghostman rings twice. On the Retro Cocktail Hour. This was a studio band formed in the mid-60s for a series of albums aimed at the Monster Kid generation. For example, this tune comes from the band's fourth album, Shock, Terror, Fear, 1965. Nobody can say for sure just who's playing on this record, but indications are it might have been the great Sun Ra himself and guitarist Duane Eddy. Welcome to the Retro Cocktail Hour, where, as it does every year at this time, it's Halloween. I'm Daryl Brogdon, coming your way from way down below at the Underground Martini Bunker. For this week, we are brewing up a whole bunch of groovy ghouls, ghosts, and goblins, just right for the scary season. And we'll hear the usual round of trailers for cheesy monster movies. To quote our giant Moai, Fred the Head,
boo. How was that? Well, was that okay? I feel like I rushed it.
It's Halloween on the Retro Cocktail Hour, Kansas Public Radio.
Friday night when the sunset low, me and my baby made the horror show. A huddle high up in the balcony, about to see the greatest horror of the century. And the usher in the lobby just to set the mood. The candy man was selling poison food, but for the midnight show, they sort of lost their head. They had some people sitting around us who were really dead. Everybody had a ball at the greatest horror show of all. I've been scared before, but oh, this one was a bloody good show. Shrieked and put on what a cry. It didn't scare me much, I just was paralyzed. I seen the barber come to shave off all her curly hair, cause the seat that she was in was a electric chair. I was a wondering just when the show was gonna start, when this pygmy with a blowgun started shooting poison darts. And then it hit me like a runaway bus, but at the victims of the horror show was bloody good show. I kept a kicking myself for getting injured in dive. All I wanted now was just to get out alive. When I accidentally push a button under the seat, and the next thing I know, we standing out in the street. Now, you might think that we was acting square, but we was pretty lucky getting out of there. The manager turned out to be a crazy clown. He locked the people in and find them in a town. Everybody had a ball at the greatest horror show of all. I've been scared before, but oh, this one was a ruddy good, bloody good, ruddy good, bloody good show.
It's so scary, we dare you to see The Monsters Crash the Pajama Party, the first movie ever filmed in horror vision, Hollywood's latest miracle. You'll scream as fiendish movie monsters actually become alive, then crash right out of the screen, go into the audience, and carry screaming girls from their seats right back into the picture to become part of the movie. We warn you, horror vision is not 3D. The movie monsters become real flesh and blood. Be sure to see The Monsters Crash the Pajama Party in horror vision and color.
Perhaps someone didn't quite make the grade with the monster. Now the monsters are under your bed. At midnight a creature should prowl about, and if vampires and vultures swoop down, and werewolves and fiends shriek and howl about, why the monsters are out on the town. One night I dared peek through their window screen. My hair turned white at such a crazy scene. Because every evening is Halloween. At the monsters, at the monsters.
At the Munsters. It's a song from the album At Home with the Munsters, 1964, and here on the Retro Cocktail Hour. The album's on the Golden Records label, a label devoted to music for kids. Ahead of that, the first of our monster movie trailers, in this case, one from Monsters Crash the Pajama Party. This is a relic of the days of the live spook show when theaters would show these low-budget horror thrillers. But they were interactive, so creatures on screen would frequently pop up in the theater and carry away screaming girls. That's showbiz. And the set began with Horror Show, done by Johnny Thunder, who was an R&B singer active in the 60s. Coming up, we'll hear Vic Mizzi's music for a movie called The Nightwalker. Well, let's stay with the Munsters for just a minute. In 1964 came this album called The Munsters, and judging by the cover, I think we're meant to believe that it's the actual cast from the TV show doing these songs. But no, it's just another studio band. Here's something called Munster Creep on the Retro Cocktail Hour and KPR.
Turn up this record and turn the lights down. All you gotta do is just stomp your feet and put out your arms like you're walking in your sleep. Do the creep, do the monster creep. Do the creep, do the monster creep. Come on everybody and sip a witch's brew. Monsters do.
Do the creep, do the monster creep.
Make like a vulture, give your girl a peck. She can be a vampire nibbling on your neck. And do the creep, do the creep, do the monster creep. And do the creep, do the creep, do the monster creep. If you do the creep and you do it well, your favorite crew of friends will be under your spell. Do the monster creep, do the creep, do the monster creep. Do the creep, do the monster creep. Come every midnight and bring your special day. Do the creep, do the monster creep. Everybody's meeting at the cemetery gate.
What is it?
I don't know.
Ejected from unexplored secret stratus, this giant, harder than steel piston, disgorges strange creatures, inundating our world, twisting the emotions of women, distorting our men.
This is a piece we got off the mayor. Reflex action like a snake. Cut a snake in half and the two pieces go off in different directions.
These things take over a man's mind? He becomes a robot? A machine taking orders?
Join the hunt for the hiding place of terror. Find the breeding place of these globs of destruction.
In feeding, the mouth parts rupture the cells, convey the food to the stomach by a pumping action.
It's an adventure that'll burst your blood vessels with suspense. See the Brain Eaters.
Thank you.
there's one by Vic Mizzi for a movie called The Night Walker on the Retro Cocktail Hour. This was a psychological horror film. Psychological in this case means there are no monsters. Directed by the great William Castle, who gave us epics like The Tingler and House on Haunted Hill. A welcome to the Retro Cocktail Hour Halloween Spooktacular. I'm Daryl Brogdon, and later this hour, we'll hear new Halloween music by a band called Midnight Syndicate. The Retro Cocktail Hour is heard every week on stations like KNVC, Carson City, Nevada, WICN, Worcester, Mass., and the stations of Wyoming Public Radio. If Frankenstein destroyed your radio, well, you can still listen on demand anytime at Mixcloud.com or at RetroCocktail.org. That is Buddy Morrow and his orchestra from a sensational album called Poe for Moderns. As the title indicates, it's all music inspired by the works of Edgar Allan Poe. And on this album, that means a mixture of crime jazz and beatnik sounds. Check it out. It's the Retro Cocktail Hour Halloween show, and on down the road a piece, we'll give a listen to one of the great, great Monster Kid records, Shock Music and Hi-Fi. Plus, Mr. Ghost goes to town. That's all in just the next 15 minutes, so stick around if you dare. A lot of these wacky monster records were one-offs because, well, can you make a living just doing monster music? Here's an example. It's a tune by Hank Levine, who was a composer, arranger, producer, active on the West Coast in the 1960s. This is Hank Levine and the Blazers with Midnight on the Retro Cocktail Hour, Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you. Listen, this is the eerie, ghastly, sinister sound of giant vampire bats in flight, summoned from the caves of perpetual night to destroy, to kill, to avenge.
Universal presents a tale of the supernatural, Kiss of the Vampire.
You know what a vampire is?
Yes, I've heard of vampire bats.
No, not bats, human vampires. Beings who exist on the blood of other humans.
Kiss of the Vampire.
The spine-chilling drama of two young lovers trapped in a twilight world of terror, a world of unspeakable horror.
You've hypnotized her. She's in a trance. Look at me, Marianne. For God's sake, look at me.
Learn the macabre secrets of a living dead.
Gasp at the screen's most terrifying climax. Kiss of the Vampire in color.
It's not a time warp. It's the Retro Cocktail Hour, a production of Kansas Public Radio.
Support for the Retro Cocktail Hour on KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details at their location in North Lawrence or at riverratks.com. And Topeka's Noto Arts and Entertainment District, featuring a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead in southern Mexico, exploring the Dia de los Muertos holiday traditions and origins, now till December 14th. Information at explorenoto.org.
On stage, first time here, three all-new Super Shock Shows. Stage show number one, from beyond the grave, it's Dr. Evil and his Terrors of the Unknown. Unlike anything you have ever seen before, the theater is turned into a graveyard. Your seats become coffins. Weird creatures sit next to you and put their cold, clammy hands around your throat and whisper things in your ears. Live snakes roam up and down the aisles. Inhuman monsters run loose in the audience and cut off the heads of beautiful girls. It's weird and unbelievable. Plus, stage show number two. See in person The Mummy and King Kong. Famous Hollywood gorilla. Real and alive. We can't advertise what the mummy does when he grabs beautiful slave girls and the lights go out. But wow, something you never dreamt you'd see anywhere. Warning, girls should not come alone. You will have nightmares for a week. However, the theater management will stop the show anytime it becomes too scary.
bounce around from pillar to post. Me and my bosom pal, my friend the ghost. Whenever we go out on the spree, he says to me, how about a little chat? Then pretty soon I'm deeply engrossed in a discussion with my friend the ghost. What I think, and he drinks what I drink. In fact, we're unique in our clique, so to speak. We get along like peas in a pod. Sounds kinda odd, but when I need a friend, he bounces in and starts playing host. Well, look who's standing here, my friend the ghost.
That's a kid singer named Jill Whitney with My Friend the Ghost here on the Retro Cocktail Hour Halloween Spooktacular. Jill was all of 10 years old when she cut her first record. Her entire recorded output seems to be 45s for the Coral label and later for ABC Paramount. Before that, Heartbeat, done by Kenyon Hopkins and the Creed Taylor Orchestra on the album Shock, Music and Hi-Fi. I first heard about this record in the pages of Famous Monsters of Filmland magazine, where you could buy it for a couple of bucks. Also, the Midnight Syndicate with Building the Monster. They're a band devoted to instrumental gothic music, sort of soundtracks for imaginary movies. And since 1997, they've turned out a couple of dozen albums. This particular album is Monsters of Legend. The Underground Martini Bunker for the annual Retro Cocktail Hour Halloween show. I'm Daryl Brogdon with the Jimmy Psycho Experiment coming up. Say, if you need the perfect vessel for your pumpkin spice margarita or your zombie brain shot, you can't go wrong with a Retro Cocktail Hour tiki mug or cocktail glass. You'll find those and lots more at the online store. Just go to retrococktail.org and click on store.
Thank you.
Bobby Rosengarten and Phil Krause on an album called Percussion Playful and Pretty, with Mr. Ghost Goes to Town on the Retro Cocktail Hour. That's a tune that's been around for a while. The first recording was done in 1936. Well, you're with me, Daryl Brogdon, for the annual Retro Cocktail Hour Halloween Spooktacular, where in just a few we'll hear a song about a blob done by the band Casino Royale. Now here's Jerry Wald and his orchestra. He was the clarinet-playing leader of this band starting in the mid-1940s, and he kept the band going in various iterations till the late 50s. Here they are with something called The Creeper on the Retro Cocktail Hour and KPR. Thank you.
killed.
Doc Hallen, what happened?
It's over at his place. You gotta come now.
Oh, wait a minute, Steve. Tell us what happened.
Well, I'm trying to tell you. Now, this thing had killed the doc.
But what was it?
Well, it's kind of like a... It's kind of like a mass that keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Every one of you watching this screen, look out. Because soon, very soon, the most horrifying monster menace ever conceived will be oozing into this theater. Teenagers see it first, like a falling star from outer space.
Oh, that was close. Hey, come on, I want to see if I can find it.
An old man finds it, touches it, and this is the shocking result. From then on, there's no stopping the blob as it spreads from town to town. How can it be stopped? Mob hysteria sweeps one city. Before long, the world could fall before the blood-curdling threat of the Blob.
Starring Steve McQueen and a cast of exciting young people.
A band called Casino Royale and the theme song for the movie The Blob, which was written by Burt Bacharach and Mac David for the movie in 1958. Also in that set, the Jimmy Psycho Experiments, that old black magic. It's from the album Mad Monster Cocktail Party, 2013. Hey, thanks for joining us here at the Underground Martini Bunker for the annual Halloween Spooktacular. The thing about virtual parties is there's no cleanup afterwards. That is a win-win in my book. You'll find the Retro Cocktail Hour on Facebook with over 10,000 members worldwide. Retro Cocktail Radio is our new 24-hour streaming channel that plays episodes from the show all day, every day. The link to our Facebook page and to Retro Cocktail Radio can be found at retrococktail.org. There's music by James Bernard for Horror of Dracula, Christopher Lee's first film as the Bloodsucker from Transylvania. That's Dick Jacobs and his orchestra on an album called Themes from Horror Movies, 1959. Darryl Brogdon here, and this is the Retro Cocktail Hour, where the music is always shaken, not stirred. My email is host at retrococktail.org, and remember, if you want to listen again, or if you miss the weekly broadcast, just listen on demand at mixcloud.com and retrococktail.org. From the University of Kansas, your place to find the Retro Cocktail Hour and NPR News is Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or simply tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Hope you'll stick around for the second half of the Retro Cocktail Hour Halloween Spooktacular, because it is most definitely coming up next. Stay right there. Support for the Retro Cocktail Hour on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Do you love public radio but hate the thought of selling your old car, truck, or motorcycle? Donate your vehicle to KPR. It'll be picked up and proceeds from its sale will fund our programs. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
You're listening to the Retro Cocktail Hour.
There's music by Vic Mizzy for one of the most underrated comedies ever made, The Ghost and Mr. Chicken.
Attaboy, Luther!
You said it. Welcome to the Retro Cocktail Hour, where the music's, of course, shaken, not stirred. And this week, we're celebrating Halloween with the annual Retro Cocktail Hour Spooktacular. I'm Daryl Brogdon, inviting you to turn out the lights and dig some spooky sounds by Creepzotica, the Black Flamingos, Dean Martin, and Alfred Hitchcock. Not only that, we've got more trailers for cheesy monster movies like The Brainiac and Werewolves on Wheels, plus Lon Chaney Jr. sings. What's your favorite cocktail for Halloween? Is it a Bloody Mary? Or maybe a zombie? Or possibly something non-alcoholic like a Ghoulade. Well, whatever you're imbibing, thanks for choosing this cocktail, the Retro Cocktail Hour, on Kansas Public Radio.
Even the man whose heart is pure and says his prayers at night can change to a wolf when the wolf bane grows and the full moon shining bright.
Yeah.
The one who speaks for them, let them eat their bread and drink their wine, and in the night benign, sleep.
Don't miss the most unusual and exciting horror motorcycle film yet made.
I come to offer you youth and fresh, fresh blood.
Hey, we all know how we're going to die, baby. We're going to crash and burn.
Werewolves on Wheels, starring Steve Oliver and Severn Darden. The story of a motorcycle gang who ride into a new kind of hell. They ride wild, play hard, and fight brutal.
I write your unholy name thrice in blood.
Fire of Satan, you are one with them. Fire of Satan, you are one with them. Fire of Satan.
Werewolves on Wheels, the most eerie, the most chilling, the most terrifying motorcycle horror film ever made. Their survival was the torch, as one by one they became terrifying, bloodthirsty werewolves on wheels. Don't miss the first horror motorcycle film ever made, Werewolves on Wheels. Rated R from the Fanfare Corporation.
That's steel guitarist Alvino Ray and his orchestra with the theme music for a movie called The Bat. You're on the Retro Cocktail Hour. This is one of those old dark house movies where a killer in a mask is terrorizing a group of people in a spooky old house. Also from 1959, The Frantics with Werewolf. The Frantics was a Seattle-based rock and roll band active in the late 50s and early 60s. Thanks for being here at the Underground Martini Bunker for the annual Retro Cocktail Hour Halloween show. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Coming up, we'll hear some Haunted Bossa Nova by Creepzotica, along with a band called Nutty. It's all ahead in the next 15 minutes. Right now, it's a doo-wop group from Boston known as the 3Ds. They didn't record a lot, mainly about a dozen singles between 1956 and 59. This is something called Graveyard Cha-Cha on the Retro Cocktail Hour and KPR.
Frankenstein was putting on it.
with me.
Let's do the graveyard chop-chop.
Come along with me.
Wow. Everybody chop-chop.
Come along with me.
Ow, 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 chop-chop-chop. Ow, 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 chop-chop-chop. Ow, 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 chop-chop-chop. Ow, 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 chop-chop-chop.
Tomb. He now the rhythm with the witch's broom. The bones were rattling to and fro, and the zombies were yelling, boom and go. The hangman's noose really started to swing when a skeleton quartet rose up to sing.
Everybody chop chop,
come along with me.
Let's do the graveyard chop chop,
come along with me.
Yeah. Everybody chop chop.
Come along with me.
Ow, 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 cha cha cha. Ow, 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 cha cha cha. Ow, 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 cha cha cha. Ow, 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 cha cha cha.
Good night, everybody. Again tomorrow night. Shut up and get back in your tomb.
Ever conceived by the human brain.
The brainiac.
And it has a friend. She was beautiful, desirable, and not altogether human.
The curse of the crying women.
Together they will trap you in a world of horror. But if you live through it, you will never forget.
of the crying women.
That's Creepzotica from their album Haunted Bossa Nova and Waimea Witch Hunt, here for you in the Retro Cocktail Hour. Before that, Eddie Rogers. Don't know anything about this guy except he only made one record, a single for Cover Records, a small label in Memphis. Also, In the Hall of the Cha-Cha King, done by Belmonte and his orchestra. Maybe it's not Halloween where you are, but here, in the underground martini bunker, the eve of All Hallows has arrived with a bang, or possibly a boo. So this week, it's the Retro Cocktail Hour Halloween Spooktacular. Still to come, music from the Addams Family and Dean Martin. Now here's the band known as Nutty. They blend classic rock songs and jazz, and occasionally other things too. For example, here they are with a mashup of Edgar Winter's Frankenstein with a theme from the Munsters. They call it, wait for it, Frankenmunster, on the Retro Cocktail Hour from KPR.
Thank you. they call Frankenstein. He's on top tonight. Hook him up to a power line. He's about dynamite. He knows how to bring it. He knows how to swing it. He might even want to scat. Flip the switch, he comes alive. Flip your little Frankie's eye. What a crazy cat. Give the spotlight to Frankenstein. He's in charge tonight. Yep, give him solos and he will shine. Chops are out of sight. Give him a horn and he'll blow you away. He'll be caught stealing a show. Give him a tune that he knows how to play. Say, go Frankenstein, blow Frankenstein.
Go Frankenstein.
Signpost up ahead. It's the Retro Cocktail Hour, a production of Kansas Public Radio.
Support for the Retro Cocktail Hour on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz musicians and their original compositions, located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. And KU Spencer Museum of Art, now showing the exhibition Native Fashion, celebrating wearable artworks created by indigenous people historically and today. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
With horns and saucer eyes. Some have fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin. Some don't even bother to wear their skin.
I'm telling you, brother, it's a fearful sight just to see what goes on in the night.
When the spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with a fiendish glee.
Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman. He's the worst.
When he goes jogging across the land, holding his noggin right in his hand, demons take one look and groan.
Then they hit the road for parts unknown.
Well, there's no rage like a spook that's burned.
The ghost don't like him and he's really burned.
He swears to the longest day he's dead.
Well, I'll show them that I can get ahead.
Do do wow, 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 wow. So close all the windows,
lock all the doors.
Unless you're careful, why, he'll get yours.
Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, cause he'll clip your top if it will fit.
He likes some little, he likes some big. Put him in the middle or wear a wig.
Black or white or even red,
the headless horseman needs a head.
With a hip, hip, hip and a clippity-clop,
why, he's out looking for a head to chop. So don't stop to figure out a plan, cause you can't reason with a headless man.
With a hip, hip, hop and a clippity-clop, look out!
We know what we're talking about, believe me. You better watch your cues, but take a look at the people who ignored the old good book. Change your ways, you'll find it pays, cause you can't be a haint if you ain't kind of crazed, I guess you'd say. Take our word, we know what we're talking about. You know, this is a pretty spooky thing we're doing here. You don't mind if I turn on another light, do you?
They come from the bowels of hell, a transformed race of walking dead, zombies guided by a master plan for complete domination of the Earth. Plan 9 from outer space. Starring the most nightmarish cast ever, Bela Lugosi, the seductive vampira, and Boris Johnson as the walking dead.
Turn off your electro gun! No! No! Stop him, Dennis!
I can't get it, it's jammed!
Stop him, you fool!
Bullets bounce off their bodies. Rockets, missiles, jets cannot stop their death ship. What earthly power can stop this terror? For a glimpse of things to come, see this blast of screen suspense. For it could be happening right now.
Thank you.
Something new right there by the Black Flamingos. It's the theme music from Tales of the Crypt on the Retro Cocktail Hour. Also in that set, The Headless Horseman, sung by Kay Starr. That's from 1948. And, of course, there was the Addams Family theme composed by Vic Mizzi for the TV show in 1964. Rumor has it that Charles Addams loved the theme song, not so much the TV show. Well, glad you could come to our party. It's the Retro Cocktail Hour, on the air again from the shadowy depths of the underground martini bunker. Daryl Brogdon here, and just ahead, Alfred Hitchcock's Music to be Murdered By, and a fabulous album by Milton DeLug, music from Monsters, Munsters, Mummies, and other TV fiends. It's all ahead in this half hour. The Retro Cocktail Hour is here every week at this time on stations like The North in Duluth, Minnesota, KORC, Corvallis, Oregon, and High Plains Public Radio. Besides the broadcast, we offer Retro Cocktail Radio, our 24-hour streaming channel that plays continuous episodes from the show. You can find the links to stream individual episodes on demand or play Retro Cocktail Radio at our website, which is retrococktail.org.
Old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw a-plowing through the ragged sky and up a cloudy draw. E-P-I-A. Riders looped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, or riding on the rain, cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride. But trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. E-P-I-A. The ghost heard in the sky. E-P-I-O. The ghost riders in the sky.
Dean Martin and Ghost Riders in the Sky on the Retro Cocktail Hour. That song has been around since the late 1940s, composed by Stan Jones and covered by a lot of different artists. Johnny Cash, the Blues Brothers, Peggy Lee, even Lawrence Welk. Hope you're enjoying the season of Halloween and the Retro Cocktail Hour Halloween Spooktacular, where later in this hour we'll hear from the Yukadelics and Lon Chaney Jr. sings. Right now, though, it's an album called Monster Rally, done for RCA Victor in 1959. This is a crazy mix of familiar songs reworked for Maximum Scares and original tunes as well, composed by Joel Heron and Fred Hertz. At the time, Joel was the music director for the Jimmy Dean Show, and Fred had a long list of writing credits in radio and TV. From Monster Rally, this is I Want to Bite Your Hand on the Retro Cocktail Hour and KPR.
Oh yeah, I tell you something you may not understand, but I'm a thirsty vampire. I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand.
screen. I know you think it's grand. When I fly in your window, just let me bite your hand. Just let me bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. And then I bite you. I feel happy inside. It's so delicious that my thirst I can't hide. I can't hide. I can't hide. Yeah, you got that something. I think you understand that I feel that something. I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Sure, I want to bite your hand. And when I bite you, I feel happy here inside. It's so delicious that my thirst I can hide. I can hide. I can hide. Yeah, you got that something. I think you understand. When I feel that something, I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Sure, I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Sure.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Alfred Hitchcock. And this is Music to be Murdered By. It is mood music in a jugular vein, and I hope you like it. Our record requires only the simplest of equipment, an ordinary phonograph needle, a 4-inch speaker, and a .38 caliber revolver. Naturally, the record is long playing, even though you may not be. So why don't you relax, lean back and enjoy yourself until the coroner comes.
there, the Astro Zombies. They mutilate, they torture, they kill. Spine-tingling horror, unspeakable shock, and breathless excitement will grip you as you watch living organs ripped from the bodies of voluptuous females, as beating hearts and throbbing brains are transplanted to create the Astro Zombies. Cringe in terror, scream in fright, as these skull-faced monsters strike blindly at living flesh, and the motion picture screen flows in the blood-drenched wake of the Astro Zombies. The beautiful, voluptuous, deadly, vicious Satana, a woman who would stop at nothing to gain control over the Astro Zombies, whose creed was kill, kill, kill. John Carradine as the deranged scientist, Wendell Corey as the doctor who opposes him, match wits in this bloody, sadistic, terror-filled, suspense-laden horror film of brutal mutilations and senseless killings, as the Astro Zombies go berserk and threaten a city with death. Watch it and you die a thousand deaths. The Astro Zombies in color, coming soon to your local theater.
Thank you. fingers fell under a chair. My eyeball popped out. I can't find a spare. I needed a hat with the last of my hair. I'm tired of being a zombie. You'll have to speak louder. I'm missing an ear. My tongue hanging out. I can't have a beer. My interests are trailing, but don't interfere. I'm working on being a zombie. Being undead isn't up to the hype. Everybody's smelling a bit overripe. I dated a ghoul, but she wasn't my type. Now that I'm stuck as a zombie. Each night after work, I go back to my grave, but I can't rest in peace, cause I'm really a slave to the taste of the sweet human flesh I crave. Save me from being a zombie.
Those are the Yukadelics with Undead Lament. It's on their album Hulaween with the Yukadelics, and it's here for you on the Retro Cocktail Hour. Before that, The Outer Limits, Dominic Frontieri's theme music for the classic TV series, performed by Milton DeLugge and his orchestra. This is on the album Music for Monsters, Monsters, Mummies, and Other TV Fiends. This particular album is very important to me. It's the first album I ever bought with my own money. It's from 1964. It was reissued a couple of times, most recently by Real Gone Music. Also, Alfred Hitchcock with Jeff Alexander's orchestra, Music to be Murdered By, 1958. Well, hope you dug this Halloween brew we made up for you on this round of the Retro Cocktail Hour. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Remember, you can listen to this show again at Mixcloud.com and at RetroCocktail.org. Okay, we'll leave you now, as we always do, on the Halloween show with Lon Chaney Jr., here with a song from a movie called Spider Baby, music by Ronald Stein. It's on the Retro Cocktail Hour and on Kansas Public Radio.
Dreams and bones and bats and bones and teenage monsters and haunted homes, a ghost on the stair, a vampire's bite, better beware, there's a full moon tonight. Spiders creep and crawl, boys and ghouls having a ball, Frankenstein, Dracula, and even the mummy are sure to end up in somebody's tummy. Take a fresh rose, some toadstools and weeds, and add an old owl and the young one she breeds. Mix in seven legs from an eight-legged beast, and then you're all set for a cannibal feast. Sit round a fire with this cup of brew, a fiend and a werewolf on each side of you. This cannibal orgy is strange to behold, and the maddest story ever told.
From the University of Kansas, this is your place to find the Retro Cocktail Hour and NPR News. Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or just tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for the Retro Cocktail Hour on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Mariachi at Encia de Mexico. This evening, a new generation of mariachi takes the stage for a night of Mexican music. More at jccc.edu/mtc. You've got the power to make a lasting, positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR's been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For details, visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org.
Once they were burned at the stake. But today, witches have social media platforms and fan bases.
If witch talk wasn't trending, I wouldn't have gotten so good at my tarot readings. I wouldn't have so many people to practice on.
I know my girlfriend is a witch.
It's Generation Witch. Next time on To the Best of Our Knowledge. Sunday at 10 a.m. here on Kansas Public Radio.
I'm Maria Lopez. Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 54 and fair. Wind is from the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 30s. Wind will be from the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour.